Audio morning brief for the grain markets. I'm Rich Paz for Critical Point, 8:47 a.m. Eastern Time, April 11th. Today is USDA report day, I believe. Some of those low volatility measurements, warning of higher volatility, are probably going to be proven correct as markets go a little crazy. Okay. And I don't have any additional insight of what those numbers are. I don't particularly care. I just want to see how the market responds to it and then plug the numbers in for some long-term subtle influence in this modeling. And at any rate, looking at where we're at today, the stock market or corn market is due for a level three top as soon as today. I can find evidence on the intraday measurements and modeling that it can put in a level four and a top, and a level four top is required to have a level three. However, the model is warning that the market can move higher into early next week. It had been showing it can move higher into the end of next week. It's now wiped that out. It's saying there's not a lot of time to move up, but it's still favoring better than 50% probability to be up or stable. I think the modeling is still suggesting limited upside, limited downside. Market isn't going to do much for the rest of this month. So if it puts a level three top in today that they don't like the USDA data, it can slip into a bottom due sometime next week. If for some reason it moves higher into early next week, then it can drop into late next week for a bottom. And then we'll start the process all over again. And what this tells me, if it were to do that type of patterns, we'd find these level three uptrends, downtrends just don't last that long. And more likely what would happen then is we find that's a characteristic of basically a sideways market that's not doing much of anything. All right, so today with the report, obviously if it closes lower today, I think we have to assume a level three top is in place. Now, of course, we want to use a qualifier of, and maybe you can do it quantitatively, of what this data is, okay? And then make your decision that maybe, hey, it closed lower, but you think, nah, it's going to rebound. I'll fully understand that relative to the data. And hopefully I'll be able to assess this later today as well, but I may not. It may be much later, or I may not give you any insight until tomorrow here. And I must say, I would prefer to see how the market closes today. Okay, all three markets relative to this data, I normally approach it that way. And then, especially if the market's near the end of the week, or our report is near the end of the week, and they normally are, then I want to see how it closes for the week. And if it's like on a Friday, then I actually need to see how the market's behaving the following week, well, relative to the report. Now, a little trick you could use is look at 5-minute and 30-minute type indicators and then relate that to maybe a few hour indicators and daily indicators and weekly indicators and just see, do you come up with an overall bias of oversold within 5 minutes of the USDA report? That's possibly a clue of a bullish report. More importantly, though, it's a sign somebody's probably going to buy something after the report. At any rate, obviously, if those indicators come up with a net overbought, okay, then you need to be a little concerned the report's going to be bearish, or that regardless of the report, they're going to want to sell something a little later. At the moment, I'll work on more on that in a weekly update that I'll post here in a moment. I don't have a clue here right the moment whether this truly tops for level three today or not, and it's just stuck in a range doing anything it wants to do. I really don't have a lot of insight here. Even some of my best technical indicators are neutral, like saying, oh, anything can occur, and that's not really all that unusual because people don't know for sure. They normally kind of coast into a report, so they may be aggressive enough to place some bets, but it normally doesn't shake the market up that much, and they just wait for the report, and then, of course, they all go wild and crazy, and the computers go wild and crazy. All right, now, for the May soybeans, looking at the intraday chart right now, I think we have an opportunity for a level four bottom, probably no later than 1 hour after the USDA report. So what this means is the market could be going lower for a little while after the report, but when it starts that 1 hour after report on into the close of the day, it really should be moving up. And it also implies that the market might even bottom right at the report and looks like it ought to bottom ahead of the report. It is already oversold enough for some of my intraday indicators. Now, if you're using 5-minute ones and maybe even 30, that can change minutes before or going into the USDA report. But I'm kind of feeling a little bit friendly. They're going to bounce beams later today, but more maybe it's going to be tomorrow. You know, it's like it's oversold enough. It ought to bounce, and they took out that little wedge thing. They made it look bearish and put it down yesterday. But I think they've kind of overdid it, overreacted. And the neat thing is the model still wants to throw darts here to find a level 3 bottom. So this may be one of those scenarios when we get a slightly bearish USDA report and the market goes up anyways over the next few days, not necessarily the next few hours and things like that. It can stay down for a little while right after the report. But it's also implying that then the door is open, that maybe it's actually a neutral report or it's slightly bullish. And I don't know, because most of my stuff deals with ranges of these USD numbers. I don't like picking the exact number. I don't think people are all that accurate. But they can be more accurate on S&D numbers by the USDA than they are on planting quarterly stocks. And there was one other one that they don't seem to be very good at, but it's fascinating. Sometimes they're not so good in yield, but they can be pretty close to production and the actual demand of grains like USDA. Okay, so for soybeans, I look out to next week. I say they're going to be up, and I look out for today, and I wouldn't be but surprised. This is a turnaround day. Give me a positive day now and early next week. I have to start thinking of a level 3 bottom of beans, and it's time for another rebound. Now, when we look at weekly charts, the beans look a little ugly, okay? So just as we had that problem all the earlier in the year, we could catch these level 3s, we'd get bounces, but they were just small bounces. You had to be quick, grab the money, get out of there, because it just followed a larger downtrend. There's still some people believe what we've recently seen is one of the better corrections. Well, then a bear market is going to last well into summer and maybe even into harvest. I think they're just overdoing it. There's some issues still there in South America, and Argentina is getting too much rain and messing with harvest a little bit too. So at any rate, in the weekly update, I'm going to have some comments about China stock market versus a commodity index, okay, that might be a sign of things are improving in China. All right, so catch the weekly update if you can. And otherwise, yes, I'm going to do the weekly update. Granted, the USDA report and the reaction by the marketplace as well as prices may throw me off here a little bit. Maybe I should do the weekly update after I've seen the report. But I'm just going to go ahead and do it, get it out of the way. And if I see any major changes, alterations, I will update you. Otherwise, I'd rather just coast along with it here for a few days and let them settle down on USDA data and then focus on where are we going into summer for the grain markets. Now, in the wheat market, basically, they've also set back going into this report. And the model is still leaning towards a bounce by into next week, or at least by next week. But it might be just that it's stuck in a trading range. It just picks its head up a little bit because it is due to top next week and back down again. And again, that seems to be breaking up these level 3 trends when they're only up for 3 or 4 or 5 days and they're down 3 or 4 or 5 days. And really, if they're only up 3 or 4 or 5 days, the other trend ought to be down like in the opposite direction, 8 or 12 days. We're not getting that. So these level 3 traders, it's like all the traders really are either trading faster and faster and faster, but also trading less, and it's just not impacting the market. Or some of them are actually on the sidelines, not doing much of anything. My gut feeling here is the commercial does need to buy some soybeans when I look out to next week. We'll see what occurs here, and I think it might be the case for corn and wheat as well. But again, maybe the report will change all my thinking. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Have a great day. Thank you.